What's the best advice you ever heard as it has to do with parenting? Maybe it came from your grandparents or your parents or it's a neighbor or someone that you respect. You know what? Today we're opening the phone lines and going to hear great advice from people all over the country. They're one thing for parenting. So if you're a mom or dad or involved in raising kids or training kids, I hope you'll stay tuned. A lot of encouragement because our seven-word mission, helping you experience life, or today, helping you experience parenting as God intended. That's why we're here. And so we do our best to share those from Scripture and from those who have been down the road. So we encourage each other on this journey. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer, Stephen, and Gino from our center here. Thank you for being a part of Intentional Living. If you have a comment, a reaction, a thought, a disagreement, maybe it's an additional idea, you can call our comment line, story line, at 888-888-1717. And let's get started. Karen is in California. Hi there, Karen. How you doing?
Hi, Randy. I'm doing fine. I sure enjoy your show.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad you're listening. Tell us, why did you call today about parenting?
Well, you know, my daughter, she's 42 now, but I received some great advice from the principal at the Christian school that I was intending on her going to, and he explained to me that I was a single mom, and he explained to me that if I could provide for her strength, like a kind of like a triangle, strength in church attendance, strength in a Christian home, and strength in her attending a Christian school, that would provide for her a strong upbringing.
Yes.
And give her everything that she would need for the future. And she did so well in school. She had a well-rounded education and school experience in sports and music and cheerleading and participated in everything she could. And turned out to be a lovely woman. And now I have a grandson. He's almost 21. And I'm looking forward to some great grandchildren because he's been dating a gal for about 3 years. So
say, hey, get on with it.
Huh? Yeah, that's right. I did ask him that. Why are
Come on, let's hurry up here. Not
we?
Getting any younger.
Yeah. I did help raise him as well. And he has turned out to be, you know, a fine young man.
That's fantastic.
He didn't give his mom any trouble. And so it's been good. God has truly been good.
That's great. All right. So those who didn't get it, got a triangle on each of the points of the triangle. Again, what were the three points of that triangle?
It was strength in raising your child in church.
Right.
Strength in raising your child with a Christian education, you know, possible.
Yep.
And strength in a strong Christian home. What I did was I just took my child support, which her dad was very faithful, and I paid the school tuition with that, and it worked well for me and for him, and he was very committed to making sure that her needs were met, so it worked out great.
That's good. Hey, thank you, Karen. You sound like a terrific intentional mom, grandma, great-grandma to come. Hurry up! As we get older, that's kind of the message to our grandkids and our great... Get on with it here, all right? before we're not here to remember what's happening. All right, we're talking about one thing for parents today. Let's go to Michelle in Michigan. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you? Thank
good.
You.
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing?
Well, as I was saying, that my son is 37 right now, and we just had this conversation the other day about raising kids and whatnot. And he said, "Mom, you were so good to, you know, you were such a great example." And my biggest thing was, I just always told him that it was important to speak kindly to other people. And I think just leading by example, we would, you know, if we were at the, you know, at the grocery store standing in line or whatever, and if somebody was unkind at the register for some reason, I never was unkind back. And I always tried to, model, a nice way about speaking with people. And, I've told them this, that you really never know what someone is actually going through in their life. So it's just important to model a good way about yourself.
Yeah.
And yes.
How are your kids doing? How did they turn out?
Oh, my son is wonderful. He's such a good conversationalist, and he's always very pleasant, and he's always very polite. He's always, says please and thank you all the time. So I just feel like, I told him the other day, I said, Andrew, you have such a nice way about you, and the way that you speak with people. And so I just really think that just being kind to people, even if they're not being kind to you, because you don't know what the reason why they're being kind, unkind rather.
Right.
So I think just being a good example and sharing, sharing kindness and, more or less compassion as a way to, kind of ease things along, especially, with the way things are, in our culture.
Yeah. Which is a lot of noise and a lot of anger. A lot. Thank you, Michelle from Michigan. Modeling for your kids how you want them to treat people, and do it the same way. I know a lot of schools. I see schools around town here have these big banners. Kindness. Have you seen those with all their bling around them and all? That's kind of cool. So I know that there's an awareness. Hey, we've got to teach this next generation to be a little kinder than what we're seeing from some of the older generation that are in charge today. Come on. This is an important thing. Kindness is biblical, isn't it? All right. We didn't take a break yet, did we? Let's take a break, and I'll be right back.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I have two small children, and so listening to what people call in about, it makes it very relatable to know that you're not going through it alone.
Intentional Living helps moms like Sarah live an intentional life for Christ. And now you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
When you do, you're making a difference, and I want to say in advance, thank you to those of you who are just so regularly, monthly, supporting the ministry. Many of you have put that on the auto-giving plan automatically, debit or through your account, and we appreciate it. $1 a day is sort of the average. Some give more, some give less per month, but what's most important to me is that you're involved. I just want you to be a part of the family. And your support, and by everybody, I see all of you, supporters and not, are part of the family. We're glad you're listening. But those of you that are taking that next step to be intentional, say, hey, here's some to help you continue doing what you're doing. Thank you. And when you do, we say thanks in part by giving you a link so you can get to our digital platform with all of our teaching. And coming up in the month of June, it's going to be our featured teaching coming up next month is going to be on Intentional Living 101, which is the basics of intentional living. It's a lesson that I taught on what is intentional living and really getting into how you can apply it to your life, to your family, your finances, and your health. And so members, watch for that. New members, watch for that coming up in June. Now, how do you join? You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 2, talk to our team, or you can go online to theintentionallife.com. Can I challenge you? Maybe you would be one person today that say, I want to be a part of this. I want to continue to pray for you and support what you're doing there, Randy and team. Thank you. Again, 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Kathy. As parents, teach your children to be sure and pray and ask God for guidance and direction and protection and to fill them with His Holy Spirit and His wisdom. And as caregivers of God's child, ask them to pray also for the same thing for themselves and for their children.
Good idea. It makes a difference. You're one thing. 888-888-1717 to our comment line. Debbie, you're next in New Mexico. What's your one thing?
Okay, so the one thing that I want to offer is the Word of God. To start your children young, if you have little ones at home, start them memorizing the Scripture, hiding it in their heart. Introduce them early on to the truth of God's Word. Of course, live that out in your life.
Right.
But make that just a regular habit, that because, you know, we're creatures of habit, and you build that in them at the young age, and then when they get older, the Lord bears fruit in their life. He uses that word. It doesn't come back void, and He uses that word in their heart to bring about fruit in their life, to know Him, and of course, to walk in His ways. We began with Psalm 1 was the first book that we memorized with our kids, and they were about 3 and 4. You know, never underestimate the power of their little brains. They can just soak up everything, and they can memorize Scripture. And we, you know, some people say, well, it needs to be, if that's just head knowledge. But that, at that age, that's what you want to do, because later the Lord brings that to mind in the situations. The Lord applies that by His Spirit.
Yeah.
If you can hide it there, then it's there when they need it. And I can tell you, my kids now, I have 5 children. I have 3 in college now. And I'm seeing that played out. I'm seeing that fruit just being played out in their walk with the Lord, their love for others, their faithfulness to His Word. It's just a blessing, because I really think that first and foremost, it's God's Word. You know, and He promises that in His Word, blessing by meditating on it day and night. We did Psalm 1, and then we moved to other Psalms. Psalm 119, we memorized a good chunk of that as they were growing up, and my college son actually said to me, Mom, thank you for having me memorize Psalm 119 when I was a child.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, they remember as you go through these episodes in life, that comes back. I can think of verses that in my home, my parents had a little box of cards with verses on them, and they'd read them, and you know, you'd read them over and you talk about them, and pretty soon you start remembering that. And here I am years later, and verses come back to me. Sometimes I have to look them up, but mostly they come back to me because of the childhood. And that's a great time, because as you said, their brains are incredible sponges to absorb this, and memorizing and getting God's Word in their heart. I'd rather have my kids get several really key verses locked in than just a lot of things that they're going to forget. So helping them memorize is powerful. It's made a difference.
It is. It does. And it helps the parents too, because while you're going through the Scriptures with your children, and we would do the, you know, I say it, then they say it. I say it, they say it. And then, you know, as we go back and forth, it's reminding me too, moment by moment. And so it helps the connection between the parents and the child as well. But first and foremost, it helps to connect them to God, because, you know, we as parents, we're not the Holy Spirit. We're not going to be there all the time.
Right.
And so they have to grow up in the Lord and know that that's who they ultimately have to rely on and follow. I didn't do a lot of things right. I don't always have the, you know, the doorknobs cleaned and my pantry ordered, but I did spend time with Him in the Word of God. And so for that, I'm thankful.
Yeah, and that's something that'll last for eternity. I'll tell you, if you're gonna ever miss anything, it's missing getting the dishes done or the bed made on time. If it means instilling in their life their values, what the Word of God teaches, loving them, spending time, you'll have less regrets. Parents, busy time. Everybody's busy. Easily distracted today. Staying focused, being intentional, that's really the message. We're just sharing with you what people from all around the country. And it's interesting, a lot of the calls have been from parents who have been down the road. they've got 20 and 30 year old kids now, right? Looking back and sharing some wisdom. You know, the Bible says there's a lot of comfort and safety in many counselors. And I think that's what you're getting today, young parents. I hope you're listening. All right, let's go to Lonnie, see what he's got going for us from Michigan. Lonnie, what's your one thing?
Pretty good. Thanks for letting me come on today, Dr. Annie. I listen to you every day on the way home from work.
Fantastic. Tell me, what's your one thing for parents?
I think that you need to teach your kids to keep their word. As a parent, your word is about all you have to a child, you know, and God's word through his Bible telling you all the promises that he keeps for you. You know, you just have to have that faith.
Yeah. So what you mean is you make a promise, keep a promise.
Exactly. That's what my father instilled in me. If you tell somebody you're going to do it, do it. And if you can't do it, you need to give them a reason or a good reason why.
Yeah.
And just don't leave them hanging.
Yeah, that's a good point. We tell parents, make fewer promises and over-deliver.
Exactly.
Because I think sometimes, as parents, sometimes we'll say, oh yeah, we'll do this or we'll do that just to get the kids off your back at that moment. Or you might even throw out a maybe. Which is usually a no, a maybe, usually a no, that sometimes can bite us. So keeping your word. You said your dad, that was a big thing for your dad?
Yes, sir. It started when my mom and dad got a divorce. It was mom would promise us stuff, and a month later, nothing would happen. So dad would be that guy. He'd go out and take care of the promise. Hey, I'm going to get you a new bike this next week. And it never happened. So dad would be the one to come in and buy them new bikes. Or, hey, I'm going to take you here. And it never happened. So dad would be the one to come in and be like, look, I'm keeping her word for her. You need to keep your word. So that is why I tell my son, if you say you're going to do something, you do it. I don't want excuses why you didn't do it. I just want you to do it.
Wow. Now that sounds like some old-fashioned parenting. Listen, we make a commitment, we follow through, and if you can't follow through, and sometimes you can't, be honest. Said, I made a promise, and I'm not unable to keep it. That's why we tell people, be careful the promises you make, right? It's easy to say you're going to do something, make the promises, and then make sure you try to fulfill it. And if you can't, fess up to it. All right, Talking Parenting, love to hear your comments on our storyline today. We got some more calls already lined up for the rest of the show, but your stories on our storyline will be heard down the road. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717.
Hello, Dr. Randy. This is Sam. And 2 years ago, I intentionally decided to leave the intentional life by waking up in the morning and thanking God for everything that he has done for me. Also, during the day, I take time to thank him and thank him again at night when I go to bed. And you know, that has made a real difference in my life. I'm more peaceful, I have more joy, and I get more encouragement to seek him in his word. I also like to get your address so I can make a contribution to your ministry. God bless.
All right. He has, and thank you. You know, the easiest way to do that is online. Of course, everything used to be through the mail, and we still get a lot of people who send gifts through the mail. And so here's the deal. When you come to our website, you can get the address. You can give directly online, come right on into the ministry. You can sign up to become part of the auto giving program, become a member monthly. All that means is until you tell us otherwise, you are supporting us monthly. And what happens, we'll make sure you get access to all the teaching material and the things we do to help reach more people for Christ. So what do? You can call, get that information during West Coast business hours. Our operators and our staff are here. 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Or go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And I'm just really challenging that maybe you and three other people today would just do that, because we need your help. We're going to be moving into our final month of the fiscal year in June, and your support is allowing us to continue to do what we're doing. Again, go to theintentionallife.com or 888-888-1717. All right, let's go over to Kansas. Thomas is there. Thomas, appreciate your call today, my friend. What's your one thing?
Now, I mean, the one intentional thing that I try to do every morning with my son is I pray as soon as we get up for his little sister and then for him, for the safety for them throughout the school day. But then when we're in the car right before he leaves, we pray for the safety of everybody else, all the other children that are there, for some, everything else that's going on.
You know, what age is your son, Thomas?
Connor is 9 and my daughter is 4.
Okay. You know, your child you're taking to school, Connor, and your daughter later, she gets a little bit older, they're never going to forget that Dad prayed with us. I mean, that's one of those events that they'll say, hey, Dad did that, even if they're not interested or tuned in or they're thinking about something else while you're praying. There's something that happens in a kid's life that has a parent that says, that's kind of weird. I mean, other parents don't do that. My dad has enough interest in me and God and his faith that he takes the time to pray with me every day. There's one thing. You do that for the rest of the years of raising your son, and I can't imagine that's not going to make a difference, spiritually and otherwise, in your son's life.
Oh, well, yeah, thank you. My daughter, it's really hard to do that with her. She's not too interested at this point.
Yeah, but you do it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she just says, that's Dad's thing. And pretty soon, hey, this is important to Dad. And
question I had for you is, well, that is my thing, but my wife has a more worldly view on, creation and stuff like that. Like, there's a higher power, but it's not what we perceive it as, and, you know, all this other stuff. And she thinks Christianity is just a way to control people, and, you know, I'm trying to lean her off of that. I'm not, you know, force-feeding it to her, but hopefully through my intentions she can, you know, kind of grasp it. But it's been a rough 12 years.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Does that create tension in parenting? I mean, do the kids get mixed messages? Or is there...
Oh, yeah, my son's starting to notice it a little bit because she doesn't like it. She thinks I'm forcing it on my son, but I, you know, he sees me do it, and he was interested and asked me, you know, a few years back, and I introduced him to it, and I started getting pop-up books for my daughter, you know, the Noah pop-up books and Moses and stuff like that. And, mm-hmm. it's just been a long, hard road.
Yeah, I hear that, Thomas. Listen, you know, I think about the Old Testament passage that reminds us on teaching children, we do it when we're walking along the way, when we rise, when we go to sleep. Just be a man of God. Just allow God's love to flow through you. Care for those kids. Pray for those kids. Love those kids. Present the gospel to the kids. Let them know you pray for them and you love them. You don't have to be argumentative or defensive. And when you have a lack of support from a spouse or an ex-spouse, that can be problematic because kids are being influenced, and what you have to do is just say, Lord, build a hedge of protection around these kids from any evil or untruth that they might hear. Let them absorb the truth of your word, and let me be one of maybe many that will bring that truth to them. That's why getting your kids involved as we're going to these summer months of vacation Bible school, getting involved in church, getting involved in programs in the community where they can learn the truth and grow. All right. Thank you. Kirsten, looks like you got something you want to share with us. What's your one thing?
Hi. I was a single mom of 5 children for 2 years, and I think the best intentional thing I did was I bought a notebook for the 3 older ones. It was a journal that them and I just kept each individually. So they would write in it, and then I would write back to them, and then they could tell me what was on their mind, and I could reply to them, and they could have it to read over. And they really, really clung to those notebooks, and it was a really neat tool for us during that time.
Yeah, that's cool. Kirsten, I'm thinking nowadays with technology, our family, our group, we have a little online chat thing. I don't know how it all works, but I know it works. But we can send out, you know, pictures and update on what's going on in the family and share funny things and schedule things and what have you. And not be too concerned about the spelling sometimes. But, you know, having that type of communication in the family, I think, is powerful. All right. We only got a couple minutes left. Anna in Arizona, go right ahead. Welcome to the show. What's your one thing?
I'm doing great, Dr. Randy. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a parent, a grandparent, and a great grandparent.
Oh, congratulations. How many total? Do you have the number in your head? How many kids, grandkids?
Oh, my. Let's see.
Take a
10,
guess.
20, 30.
30, okay.
30 altogether. Two kids, seven grandkids, and 12 great-grandkids.
Wow.
And another one on the way.
Uh-huh. All right. I sit at your feet, Anna. I sit at your feet with the wisdom to flow here.
No. Please don't do that. But I want to say, teach your children, don't expect life to be perfect or fair, because it's not.
It ain't.
Jesus said that in the Bible.
That's right.
And don't be a helicopter parent. And I want you to know that there are probably more Christians who are helicopter parents, and you know what that is. They mm-hmm. want everything to be perfect for the kids. Well, and then those kids leave home, and when it ain't perfect, you know what I mean, and I don't use ain't, but anyway, when life...
Oh, we do
perfect,
around here. It's okay. Go right ahead.
Thank you. They don't know what to do. I've seen more Christian kids, and my daddy was a Baptist preacher, and I tell you what, my daughter has raised five children. She homeschooled those five kids. They all five love the Lord, and I want you to know that they have married spouses that also love the Lord, and they're teaching those 12 great grandkids to love the Lord. It doesn't get any better than that. Mm-hmm. Randy, if I'll be 80 in five more months, and if I tell you what, if I live to be 100 and thank God every day for my blessings, and I was a single parent from my son was 12 and my daughter was 15 when my husband left after three affairs. And that was it. 20 years of marriage. And I tell you what, I don't want another one. I don't hate men, but I don't want another one, because trust is the basis of any relationship, whether it's spouse, parent, mm-hmm. child, friend. If you don't have trust, you don't have anything.
Wow, I have to have you back for that discussion, because you're right. Absolutely. That's foundational. One of the foundational pillars is trust in a relationship. When it gets broken, it's hard to rebuild. That's why I tell people it can take years to build it. It can take minutes to destroy it. And so be careful. Careful little eyes where you look. Remember that song in Sunday school? Be careful little feet where you go. Am I messing that up? But you get the hint, right? Be careful. All right. The music says we're out of time for today. I want to thank you, and I want to thank our support family all around the country for your financial and prayerful support for the ministry. Thank you, Jennifer, for everything you do here. And Stephen, our senior producer, he makes sure everything comes together. And Gino, thank you for your work on video and so on. I'm Dr. Randy. Got to run. This is Intentional Living, Intentional Life Media.